Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes. I had talked to you all a week ago about charging stuff to my account.
Okay.
And the man said that he deleted all my information and got rid of it and everything, but yet he's still trying to charge something to my account.
It's still trying. Oh, man. Okay, let's try your zip code, sir.
24089.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry this is happening, but we're going to figure it out together, okay? And we're going to make
all
it right. Your first and last name, please, sir. You're good.
Darwin Stokes.
Stokes? Is that?
S-T-O-K-E-S.
Oh, man. Nothing is coming up. And you said he told you he was going to delete your information?
He said it's going to get rid of it because I told him this. You are not allowed to charge anything to my account, but yet somebody's charging something to my account from over there.
Okay, let's start. How much is it?
$64.89.
See, let's try it this way. It's a good number, sir. 276-226-3978.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see if this helps us out any. Because I'm not locating an account, and with you saying you told him, he said he was going to delete everything. When did this, see, nothing is coming up whatsoever, sir.
But somebody got my information because they still charge it by their account. Somebody has the information, whether they hid it or wrote it down or whatever they did, somebody has got it.
Yes, sir. And see, it's not in your first and last name. It's not with your phone number or your zip code. But see, I don't have an account coming up for you at all now. I would,
okay,
I would see, and I don't see, you said that was $64.99?
Yes, it was.
See, I don't see where we even have a charge for $64.99. Ours are $94.90.
Well, it's on my account, and I know that y'all's number's on there. That's how I was able to call. So it's coming from y'all, and I don't know who has got it, but somebody has got it.
Yes, sir. I have no way of locating an account if it's not in your first and last name. You would have to contact your bank or credit card and let them know what's going on, sir. Because it looks like your account is gone.
It can't be gone because y'all still charging.
Yes, sir. But see, we don't have a charge for $64.99.
So what do you have a charge for?
$94.90, but it's not for you. Our charges are $94.90 and $49.95, sir.
Okay. Well, like I said, somebody there still has my information. That's all there is to it. And I don't know who it is. And if they hid it so they can get it when they want to or what they did, but if they are still trying to charge my account.
Okay, yes, sir. See, the only other way I had to look up an account would be with the first six of the card number, sir.
You said the first six?
The first six numbers to see what day did they try to run this through? What was the day?
The date? Today.
Oh, it was today. Today. Okay. Do you have the first six numbers on the card?
That's 4342-56.
4342-56. Okay. Let's see if this helps us out, okay? Okay. Here we go. Let's see what we can find. And there's no one else who has permission to use your card.
Nobody.
You don't know anybody named Adrian?
No, I don't know nobody named Adrian.
Okay, that's the only charge that came out today with this. You do not know anybody named Adrian. Yes, sir, it looks like this possibly could be fraud on your account because I am locating an account from today, May 9th, with the first six of this card number. But it has somebody's totally different name on it, and it is for $64.99. But due to security, they do not let me give that out. You would have to have your bank or credit card call us.
Okay, I would have the fraud department call
please,
you.
Please, please do, sir, because it looks like someone has your card information. You are correct.
Oh, I did.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. I'm sorry. I hope you have a great day, sir.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.
You're welcome.